Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa. Joining me is Carl Rankin, Executive Director of the Lawton Family YMCA. We're here to talk about what's going on with the YMCA and a very special event that's coming up on August 4th. Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Great, Cynthia. Good morning, and thank you for having me in.
Let's give folks a bit of background about the Lawton Family YMCA. How long has it been here in Lawton? And let's tell folks about the different programs that are available there.
Our organization's been in Lawton since 1914, and that is a long time. And we're excited about it. We're coming up on 100 years, and we're going to really celebrate that in a couple of years. So we're excited about that. Our history in this community is very deep, and we've evolved as Lawton has evolved as an organization that serves many different needs in our community. And the YMCA today is so different than what the YMCA was 20 years ago, 50 years ago, or 80 years ago. Today, our focus is on developing youth, health and well-being of individuals, and our focus is on social responsibility of our community. And how does that tie into all the different facets of Lawton and trying to make our community a better place to live and a place that people want to be a part of? Our programs range from summer camp for school-age kids to youth sports for school-age kids and high school kids, sixth-hour PE, which is a very neat program that we teach physical education to high school kids in Lawton Public Schools. They're at our facility every day, a very unique program, to midnight basketball that goes on during the summer for kids that have nothing to do and want to be a part of something. Playing midnight basketball during the evening hours keeps them off the streets and keeps them in a very positive environment. And then our aquatics program, we teach thousands of kids swim lessons every year. We have a large group of active older adults that participate in water aerobics. We teach some really neat classes like Zumba in the water, which we're probably the only place in town you can get that. It's a neat program that keeps our older adults very active and moving and healthy. And of course, our health and wellness, the many things that we do, yoga, spin cycle classes, Zumba itself, step aerobics, floor aerobics, just so many facets that we do in the health and wellness program. The YMCA serves so many different needs in our community.
Absolutely. And I've been there 14 years. And
yes, you have.
I've seen it grow. And boy, I tell you, the YMCA is a great place to work out and just meet people and just participate
in the different activities there. You really said a neat thing, meet people. And you can be a part of a health club, go and work out and leave and go home. Or you can be a part of a family like we have at the YMCA where you meet friends like yourself that just want to be healthy, that have kids that want to be involved in tumbling and gymnastics or want to be involved in swimming on the swim team, be involved in youth sports, or want to go to the climbing tower. Whatever it might be, your kids are doing that, and you as adults are able to take your time and exercise in an environment with people that are just like you. And I think at the YMCA, we truly are a family. You'll see so many people that have come and met each other at the Y and have forged deep friendships.
Absolutely. Which brings us around to the main focus of our interview, which is to talk about a capital campaign that the Lawton Family YMCA is going into, and also a special event to help with that.
You bet.
So let's first of all talk about the capital campaign.
And Cynthia, you well know, and a lot of people in our community know, our facility is busting at the seams. You know, we're outsourcing our summer camp to public school facilities. We just don't have space for anything. We have been working for years on an opportunity to expand and renovate our existing facility. It's actually about to happen within the next 3 to 6 weeks. We should go into construction to expand and renovate our facility, which will include a second gymnasium with a mezzanine on top that will house cardio equipment. It will include an expanded weight room where we add multiple square footage to our facility. It will include a new yoga room, Pilates available also in it.
Yay!
Yeah. Also, a very important piece is an expanded child watch area where we're able to provide more services to our member kids and more programs for our children. There are times that we have to turn families away because we just don't have the space to accommodate them, and especially during the summer months. But with this expansion project, that will allow us more space to provide programming opportunities for our families and their kids. So that project is getting very close. We've been working for years to raise the dollars. We still need to raise roughly $300,000, and that's what we're going to continue to do while we're in construction, and that does encompass our duck race that's coming up also.
That's right. That's the special event. The Lawton Family YMCA is having its first ever quack meet.
That's exactly right.
And let's tell people what that's about.
That is, and our quack meet's coming up August 4th. We have some great people involved with it. Our lead sponsor is Baxter's Medicine Park Management, and they have been gracious enough to be our lead sponsor, and we're so excited about having them on board. The quack meet is a duck race held at Medicine Park. We are selling little rubber ducks, or actually the duck number, to individuals for $5 a duck. The goal is to sell 5,000 ducks. We will dump all 5,000 ducks into the Medicine Park Creek, and the first duck that crosses the finish line, the owner of that duck will receive $5,000. So a great opportunity to help support the YMCA capital campaign, to raise dollars for our organization, as well as an opportunity to possibly win $5,000. We're also having a VID duck race, which VID is a very important duck. The VID duck race will take place first, and we have 12 businesses that have bought a big duck, and that big duck they get to decorate in whatever fashion they would like. Most of them will be decorating it to coordinate with their business. They will drop their ducks in the river at the same time, and the first big duck that crosses the finish line, that individual is going to get the traveling trophy, because we're going to do it again every year, that they get to keep in their business for the year, and something that's kind of unique to our community, but a very fun way for us to not only raise dollars but get other people involved in supporting our capital campaign.
The Lawton Family YMCA does so much for this community, for people of all ages.
That's right. And so, you know, as I touched on a few of the things with Sixth Hour PE, you know, a program that we work so closely with the schools, PE is not as prominent in the public schools as it was when we were growing up.
Right.
And providing an opportunity for kids to come to the Y and get credit for that as their curriculum. And we have seen kids that have lost tons of weight, that have got excited about exercise. And as you know, Cynthia, our society today is very obese, and
yes,
we are in the middle of an epidemic. For us to have the opportunity to affect the lives of kids at a young age and hopefully steer them towards a lifestyle that will keep them healthy for the remainder of their life is something that's very important. And the effect that that will have on healthcare, the effect that that will have on society, is so positive if we have kids that are healthy now and live a healthy lifestyle as they grow older. Our kids right now are the generation that will not outlive their parents, and that is very sad. It's the first generation to ever be exposed to that. So that is a huge focus of our why. And in Lawton and Southwest Oklahoma, our kids are more obese than the national average. And obviously it's something that's very important, not just to the country,
right,
but even more important so to our own backyard, where we're way ahead of the national statistics. So health and well-being is a big focus of ours, and our staff just does a wonderful job. We've got a great group of people that work with those high school kids and provide such a variety. You know, it's not showing up and throwing out the balls.
Exactly.
Kids are doing Zumba, weight training.
Yes.
They're
cycling,
running. They're doing cycling.
Yes.
They're doing yoga, water aerobics. You know, things that are fun.
Exactly.
That they enjoy doing, that they can do when they're 30, when they're 40, and when they're 50. And trying to change that mentality with kids right now, where that staying active and getting out of the house, getting off the PlayStation, the computer,
right,
and staying active is a big focus of ours.
And so this is all a part of helping the YMCA provide more this community.
That's right.
And so we need everybody to come out. Let's give folks the date.
You bet.
We need to know where to get those rubber ducks, too.
There are many locations across the community to get ducks, but please do go out and get them. You can obviously buy them at the YMCA. They're on 5th and Gore. They're for sale at Adventure Travel, all four Liberty National Bank sites. You can get one at Laugh Out Loud, at Bingo Country, at many locations at Medicine Park, Jim Glover Chevrolet. Support the YMCA in the capital campaign.
And it's taking place August 4th. Everybody needs to be out at Medicine Park at what time?
Medicine Park. The duck drops at 11 o'clock for the VID race. The VID starts at 11, and shortly thereafter, the big race will start. So in the 11:30 to 12 o'clock range, depending on how fast the VIDs get through. But we have it set up between 10 and 2 on August the 4th.
Let's give folks some contact information.
Certainly. You can visit our website at LawtonFamilyYMCA.org via phone at 355-9622. And like us on Facebook. Our Facebook is a very active, interactive site that not only will you find out about our duck race, but you also get heads up on many other programs that we have coming up.
Awesome. Well, Carl, thank you so much for coming by to talk to us about the Lawton Family YMCA. It's a place near and dear to my heart and so many others as well. And hope everybody comes out to participate in the duck race on August 4th.
Great, Cynthia. Thank you for having me.